朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们剩下的时间，我们把它放在35节来思想这一节的圣经。
And so, in the remaining time, we want to put and emphasize and look at verse 35.
如果找到35节，请我们同声开口，我们来读这一节的圣经。
Shall we, after finding and read it together?
我们就用中文念就可以了。35节，找到以后我们一同来念。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看。庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。在这一段圣经里面，我们看见主耶稣用了3个很重要的动词。
We see in this one verse, God using, Jesus using very, three very important verbs.
从这3个动词，我们被提醒，带着什么样的态度来参加我们这样的聚会。
And through these three verbs, we are reminded of what kind of attitude we are to have as we come to the mission conference.
第一个动词，主耶稣告诉我们说，我告诉你们，告诉这个字。
The first verb is, I say to you, or I tell you.
第二，举目向天，观看。
The second one, to open your eyes and look, to look.
第三，庄稼熟了，可以收割了。
And then thirdly, that they are ripe for harvest.
告诉，观看，收割。
To tell, to look, and to harvest.
我们很快地看第一，耶稣说，我告诉你们。
Very quickly, first of all, Jesus says, I tell you.
我们要带什么样的态度来参加这样的聚会？
What should be our attitude as we come to this meeting?
求主帮助我们带着一个能听的耳朵来参加。
May God help us as we come, that God would give us a heart that is willing to hear.
在启示录第二章、第三章，我们看见圣灵向小亚细亚7个教会讲话。
We see in Revelation 2 and 3 that the Spirit of God speaks to the 7 churches in Asia Minor.
每一次圣灵讲完了话，就说一句话说。你们有耳朵可听的，就应当听。
And at the conclusion of each letter to those 7 churches, it is recorded for us, let he who has ears hear.
弟兄姊妹，听是一个很重要的一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to listen is a very important thing.
我们越来越发现，听是人与人之间人际关系失掉了很久的一个很重要的艺术。
And increasingly, I am convinced that to hear between people talking is a lost art.
师母跟我这次回到台湾。
This last, as I have gone back to Taiwan with my wife.
在这半年的时间，我们常常在不同的地方领一些特别的专题的一些聚会。
And in different places, as I have with my wife, held different meetings.
最多要我们讲的一个题目就是夫妇之间的关系。
The most wanted topic for discussion is relationships between husband and wife.
在夫妇的专题里面，最热门的一个题目就是夫妇沟通的问题。
And in that broad topic, the most sought after or talked about is how to communicate with one another.
每一次我们跟大家讲到这个专题的时候
，And each time as we have shared from this particular subject,
发现一件事情
，We have found one thing.
我们不只是要教这些夫妇怎么样表达说话。
Not only do we want to teach these couples how to communicate, how to talk, how to speak.
我们发现一个更重要的一件事情，就是教这些夫妇怎么样听话。
But more importantly, we want to teach them how to listen.
因为我们不会听，所以我们常常表达错误。
And because we cannot hear, oftentimes we communicate wrongly.
在北美华人的当中，婚姻的破裂最严重或者最常见的一个原因 就是沟通的问题。
And I found that in North America among the Chinese, the greatest reason for divorce and marital problems is that of communication.
所以当我们来到这样的一个聚会的时候，求主给我们一个能够听的耳朵。
And so as we come to this kind of conference, may God help us to have ears that can hear.
主耶稣在这里说，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？
Here Jesus tells us, do you not say that there's still 4 months before the harvest?
这句话到底什么意思？
What is the meaning of this word?
当我们仔细看这一句话的时候，
And as we closely examine it,
我们发现这句话事实上是当时犹太人很通俗的一句话。
We found that it is very common saying amongst the Jews of that day.
这一类的话，我们在各种不同的文化里面，我们也常常有类似的一种表达。
And throughout the generations in different cultures, we have similar words or sayings.
我们在西方文化里面，我们常常听见一句话说，罗马不是一天造成的。
Oftentimes in the West, we hear that Rome was not built in a day.
我们中国人常常说冰冻三尺非一日。
And in Chinese saying, we often think that ice that has 3 feet cannot, does not freeze in a year or in a winter.
到底这些话什么意思呢？
What exactly is the meaning of these sayings?
就是说需要一段时间才能够到今天这样的地步。
It says that there is a period of time, and then we have to.
但是这一些话原意很好，但是常常用这些话。变成我们推迟我们责任的一个借口。
But oftentimes, although these sayings are very good in and of them themselves, we have used them for to find excuses.
哎，牧师李师母，你不知道我们夫妇的问题已经严重到你没有办法。
Oh, you don't know, Mr. and Mrs. the Reverend and Mrs. Lee, the problems that our marriage has.
你知道我们之间的问题冰冻三尺非一日之寒呢？
You know that we have been in the freezer for a long time.
他的意思就是说，你要解冻三尺，非一时之热。他的意思就是这样。很多时候，这样的一句话
，oftentimes just one sentence，
固然是说明那件事情的现象
，indeed perhaps is accurately describing that situation。
但是我们知道，常常却把它用来。推辞我们责任的借口。
But we have found oftentimes we have used it as an excuse to refuse responsibility.
主耶稣用这一句他们很通俗的话提醒他们。
And so Jesus used a very common saying to remind them.
提醒他们这是一个急迫的时代。
To tell them that it is a desperate needing generation.
不是四个月，是现在。
It's not 4 months later, but now.
当然，耶稣在那里讲到的庄稼不是他们眼睛所看到的那个庄稼。
Of course, as they looked, Jesus, what he was talking about was not the harvest that they saw.
经过了半年，回到 Boston.
After 6 months being absent and returning to Boston.
我第一个礼拜四到北区的时候。
On the first Thursday that I went to the Northern District.
我听到有一位年轻的留学生的故事。
I heard the story of a young visiting scholar here.
他从台湾来。
Coming from Taiwan.
那么现在在 Lowell 念书。
Studying there at the University of Lowell.
半年多前，一年前，在 Lowell 常有机会见到他。
A year, year and a half ago, often I had a chance to see him there.
年轻，前途。我们知道有非常非常理想的一个前途等着他。
Youthful and with seemingly the future opened ahead of him.
听说有一天晚上他从餐馆打工出来。
Then I heard that one evening as he came out of the restaurant that he was working at.
半夜两点。
2 o'clock in the morning.
他开车回家。
And as he was driving home.
事实上是别人开他，后来后面有一部车开80迈，喝醉酒。
Actually, somebody else driving in a car driving 80 miles an hour behind him crashed into him.
半夜两点，他的命就这样结束，离开这个世界。
2 o'clock at night, his life left.
我们说这个事情离我们很遥远。
We often say that that kind of thing seems so remote to us.
很多时候我们觉得死亡是事实，但是离我们很遥远。
Often not, we think that life, although a reality, is so distant from us.
就是当我们发现有的时候死亡离我们那么近的时候。
But at times when we sense and we see death being so close to us.
求主给我们一个传福音的迫切感。
May God give us an urgent desire to share the gospel.
有。几天的时间，当我听到这个消息，有几天的时间，我心里面有非常强烈的自责。
And the days following, after receiving that information, I had a very self-condemning spirit within me.
好几次，神把这个人带到我旁边。
Many times, God brought this person to my side.
年轻，
very youthful,
健康
healthy.
跟他讲话的时候，好像一点你都不会把这样的一个年轻人跟死连在一起。
And as you talk to him, you could no way in any way equate death with this young man.
你们岂不说庄稼还有四个月才收割吗？
Do you not say that there's 4 months before the harvest?
主耶稣说，现在就是收割的时候。
Jesus said that now is the time for harvest.
但是当我们在主面前领受急迫感的时候，
But as we before the Lord receive that sense of urgency,
也让我们在主的面前领受方向感。
May also God give us a sense of direction.
因为接下去他说，我告诉你们。
For here it tells us that I tell you.
不只是有一个急迫的感觉。
Not only is there a sense of urgency, but there is a direction set before them.
今天我们来到主的面前，需要这两方面成为我们侍奉的一个很重要的一个基础。
Actually, in our ministry today, in our church's ministry, we need these two very important foundations.
我们知道我们今年教会有几个大的工作。
We know that in this year, our church has several very big projects.
我们希望在一年之内，我们盼望北区能够建立一个礼拜堂。
In this year, we hope that in the Northern District, a church will be established.
我们也希望能够在今年八月把这个Route 2跟128那边那块地能够把它买下来。
And also we hope that in this year, in August, we will be able to purchase that piece of property at Route 2 and 128.
站在牧师的立场，我常常思想这件事情。
And from the pastor's heart, as I've thought about this,
一方面求主给我们急迫感。
May God give us a sense of urgency.
刚才那位年轻人就是北区的年轻人。
Actually, one of the young persons that stood here before you this morning was from the north.
No, 就是那位离开，就是被出车祸的那位年轻人是北区的年轻人。
The one that was killed in the accident was from the northern district.
有急迫感。
There's a sense of urgency.
我们八月一号有一个 deadline， 我们要去买这块地。
And then August 1st, there's a deadline for the purchasing of that piece of land.
但是弟兄姊妹，更重要的，我们要有方向感。
But dear brothers and sisters, even more important, we have to have a sense of direction.
我们如何建立？
How do we build?
当主把这一块地给我们的时候，
When God has given us this piece of land,
我们要怎么样用这块地？
How will we be able to use this piece of land?
如果我们买了这块地，
After we have purchased this piece of land,
也不过一个礼拜用一个礼拜天而已。
Do we only use it on once a week on Sunday?
我常常对我自己说，我们不要买这样一块地。
Oftentimes I have said to myself, we don't want to buy this piece of land.
如果主给我们这块地的话，
If God gives us this piece of land,
让我们在主的面前知道怎么样为着福音的缘故，好的有方向感来用这块地。
May God give us a sense of direction on how we can best use this piece of land for the gospel.
为了福音的缘故。
For the purpose of the gospel.
让我们来到主的面前参与这样的一个财产年会。
And for the purpose of the gospel, may we join together for this mission conference.
举目向天观看。
To look upon the fields.
我们要带着一双能看的眼来参加这一个财产年会。
We have to bring two eyes, a set of eyes that can see.
在台湾半年的时间，
For the 6 months that we were in Taiwan,
很多人都说，哎呀，李牧师，你真是个忙人。
A lot of people have said to me, Reverend Lee, you are a very busy person.
每一次当人家告诉我说我很忙的时候，
Every time when somebody tells me that I'm a very busy person,
我就提醒我自己，
I remind myself,
因为那个忙字，
Because
和眼睛瞎掉那个忙字是同样的音。
Because in the Chinese, the sound for being blind and being busy is the same sound.
今天人就是因为太忙而眼睛变成盲。
Oftentimes today, because we are so busy, we have become blind.
我们忙到一个地步，我们不晓得怎么样来选我们的 priority， 我们的优先这个先后缓急的次序。
And we are busy to the point that we cannot strategize and to plan our priorities.
因为一个盲人，一个非常忙碌的人，常常变成不会分辨的一个人。
And somebody that is very busy, inevitably is a person that cannot differentiate.
耶稣基督说 ，Open your eyes, 打开你的眼睛，
so,
然后往前观看。
And so Jesus tells us to open our eyes to look toward the field.
让我们的心里面的眼睛能够被打开。
May God open our eyes to our hearts.
我的祷告是希望在今年的财产年会，一方面看见远方的需要，也不要忘记近处的需要。
I hope that in this mission up mission conference that our eyes will not only be focused on the far extending needs, but also the immediate needs.
让我们在主里面有一个非常敏感的心来参加这样的一个聚会。
May God give us a very sensitive heart.As we come to this conference.
第三，可以收割了。
And then lastly, that it can be harvest.
我们要带着一个实践的决心来参加财产年会。
And so we come to the conference with a very determined heart.
我忘不了王牧师有一次为财产年会写了一个对联。
I remember, can't forget, Reverend Wang as he, in one of the mission conferences, wrote some characters for us.
我不知道这个要怎么样翻成英文，不过我们可以试试看。王牧师的对联是这样。前去，人去，祷告去。
And the saying went something like this: that money goes, people go, and prayer goes.
然后下联对联呢是口传、鼻传、生活传。
And then on the other side juxtaposes to share or to spread with your mouth, to spread through the pen, and then through your life spread.
我很喜欢这对对联。
Actually, I'm very fond of these two set of sayings.
我一直把这对对联不只是作为我们拆船的方向，也作为我侍奉的一个警惕。
And not only have I made these the purpose and the target of our mission conference, but also a warning and a reminder to myself.
钱去，人去，祷告去，口传，鼻传，生活传。
Money go, people go. Prayers go. Mouth sharing, writing sharing, and then life sharing.
还有五天的时间
In just 5 days,
这是我们财产年会
our mission conference will begin.
求主让我们带着耳朵带着眼睛带着行动的决心来
May God help us to bring our ears, our eyes, and our actions.
我们教会有很多人每天看 Daily Bread.
There are many in amongst us in the church that read the Daily Bread.
3月8号的 Daily Bread 给我很深的印象
And the Daily Bread from March 8th gave me a very deep impression.
有一个人经过一个饭馆。
There was somebody that was walking past a restaurant.
看见有一个小孩鼻子粘着那个玻璃在看这个餐馆里面的人在吃饭。
And saw a little child with his face glued to the window, looking at the people inside eating.
这个大人看了以后就很同情他，就问他说：“你肚子饿吗？”
And so this adult, seeing this child, said, "Are you hungry?"
他说：“是的，我肚子很饿。”
And the child said, "Yes, I'm very hungry."
后来这大人就把他带到里面去。
And so this adult took him into the restaurant.
当这个饭放在那个孩子面前的时候
，And as the meal came before this child,
这大人就很好奇问他。
The adult very curiously asked him,
你为什么不吃？你为什么这个你不是说肚子饿吗？你为什么不吃呢
？Why aren't you eating? Didn't you say you were hungry?
后来这个孩子对着这个大人说
，But then the child turned to the adult and said.
他说：“先生，你看外面有一个小孩子。”
Mister, do you see that little child outside?
他是我的弟弟。
He is my younger brother.
你看他的眼睛一直这样瞪着我。
Do you see his eyes staring at me?
我怎么能够吃得下口呢
？How can I eat?
当我想到这个故事的时候
，When I thought of this story,
我想到我们今天在这里实在是蒙恩的一群。
I thought that we are indeed a group of people under the grace of God.
过去有几个地方我分享这一次我们在台北的经历。
On several different occasions, I have shared some of our experiences in northern Thailand.
每一次我提到台北，回想到台北，想到这些弟兄姊妹。
And as I have reflected and thought about the brothers and sisters there.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样说，我知道我这样的态度不对。
I know that although my attitude is not correct, I pray that you would forgive me.
每一次我坐上汽车，我每一次拿起碗筷。我有强烈的罪恶感。
Every time that I sit into my car or lift up my food bowl, I have a very deep guilt feeling within me.
每一次我坐在教会里面自由自在的大声的唱诗，我里面有一个罪恶感。
Every time I sit in the church to sing praises, there's a guilt feeling within my heart.
我说主啊，赦免我，原谅我，我这个人是一个人在福中不知福的人。
I said, Lord, please forgive me because I'm a person in the midst of prosperity or graciousness that I don't know that I'm in the midst of it.
我说主啊，我看见那些人在那眼瞪瞪的看着我，我怎么能够就这样过生活呢
？And as their eyes are transfixed upon us, how can I live like this?
求主这几天向我们说话。
May God indeed speak to us in these coming days.
求圣灵向我们吹气。
May the Spirit of God blow upon us, breathe upon us.
朋友。 你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。